But when I am alone in the half-light of the canyon, all existence seems to fade to a being with my soul and memories, and the sounds of the Big Blackfoot River and a four-count rhythm, and the hope that a fish will rise. Eventually, all things merge into one, and a river runs through it.
Robert Redford narrating A River Runs Through It, the film that Redford directed in 1992 to critical and box office success. A little-known story reveals a very significant link between A River Runs Through It and the Flix Movie Theater in Boise. We're going to talk a bit about that with Carol Skinner, the owner of the Flix. Hi, Carol.
Hey.
You sought out Mr. Redford.
I did. Actually, I'm a fan of the book, A River Runs Through It, as is my husband, and I knew they were making a movie about it. And then we attended a fundraiser for Cecil Andrus, who was running for governor, and Robert Redford was the featured speaker. We like Cecil Andrus, and Robert Redford likes Cecil Andrus. This should help us.
So this was in Boise.
It was in Boise. It was at the Morrison Center. And so I got up out of my seat, and I went out the back door, and he was just getting in the limo with Carol and Cecil. And I'm like, Robert Redford, I wanted to meet you. And so he shook my hand. He was very gracious, even though that wasn't his plan to meet anybody. And I said, I told him I was a big fan of the book, and I was so excited about the movie. And did he think he could put a word in for us with Columbia that I want to play the movie? He said, you know, really, I don't get involved in that at all, but it's very nice to meet you. And they drove away, and I thought, okay, fine. So I continued calling Columbia Pictures, and then one day I was at the Flix, and of course we weren't open. It was in the morning, and someone knocked on the door, and I opened the door, and it was Dave Garrell, who was the head of sales for Columbia Pictures.
So you knew who he was then?
No.
Or you did not know
who he was? A guy knocked on my door.
So this stranger.
Just a stranger.
Okay.
Knocked on the door, and I thought, oh, and I went to the door, and he introduced himself. He, you know, I've heard about your theater, and I just wanted to meet you. And I'm like, wow. And so we visited, and I showed him around the theater, and we had a really nice talk. And he said, I know you've been trying to get A River Runs Through It, and here's what I'm going to do, because I like you, and I like your theater. I will give you the movie to play exclusively if you promise to play it on both of your screens.
So you had two screens.
We only had two screens then.
Okay. And again, this is 92?
92. And so I agreed to that, and then we got the movie, and it really...
And by the way, that was an unusual agreement to show the same film on two screens.
We had never done that. We had never done that. And, we, you know, the first 5 years of the Flix, we only had the one screen. So the second screen was only a couple of years old at this point. So we got to play the movie, and we had...
It was a major success, yes.
You know, what was so great is that we had lines around the block.
And then, and I remember you telling me this a number of years ago, one day you went to the bank.
Well, it was actually the Monday after the Friday that we opened the movie.
Okay.
So we played it all weekend.
Yeah.
And I went to the bank to make my deposit, and they wanted to see my ID. And I'm like, don't you just have to show ID to take money out of the bank? And they said, if you bring this much money, you have to show ID to put money into the bank. And I was so excited that they wanted to see my ID because we, you know, finally, we had been in the red, seriously, for the whole 7 years. I would call my husband. I'd say, honey, I got to make payroll or I got to pay the taxes. And he would make a deposit. We shoveled money into the Flix like coal into a furnace for 7 years. And then all of a sudden, people were like, oh, we love this place. We come every week. And all of a sudden, like, that's the last time we were in the red.
Amazing.
With A River Runs Through It. It made all the difference in the world. I mean, who knows? Maybe we would have just given up at some point.
And a third and a fourth screen?
Yeah. We added those in 1997. And so, you know, it's like they saved us.
And Robert Redford and this movie, to some degree, are the godfathers of the Flix?
I feel like that. Absolutely.
It's a great story.
Thanks.
I love it. Thanks.
The river was cut by the world's great flood and runs over rocks from the basement of time. On some of the rocks are timeless raindrops. Under the rocks are the words. And some of the words are theirs.
A 25th anniversary showing of A River Runs Through It this Thursday, April 20th at the Flix.
I am haunted by waters.
This is Weekend Edition here on KBSX 91.5. I'm George Prentice.